Labor Day usually means the start of the end of the Western wildfire season, but not this year. Fires in the Rockies and the Pacific Northwest show little sign of the usual September slowdown. And firefighting resources nationwide have been stretched thin. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
Of the large fires moving through the Pacific Northwest since midsummer, none is as big as the so-called Tripod Complex in the piney forests of central Washington state up by Canada. Fire incident officer Randy Shepard says the blaze has covered 161,000 acres since July.
There were some very large smoke columns that looked like huge cumulus clouds that develop over the fire, and the northern tip of this fire has expanded probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 8,000 acres in the last 24 to 36 hours.
Things are still this combustible this late in the year because of a combination of dry weather and some other factors, such as the growing number of trees killed off by a plague of bark beetles. Peter Leschek is an author who's written extensively about his summers fighting wildfires. He says he and his colleagues around the country are about ready for this fire season to end.
Well, we are now, 5 months straight.
Leschek spends most summers traveling around the West, helping out where he's needed. But this year, the fire zone has been so big, he's been kept busy all season long in his home base in northern Minnesota, a region that usually doesn't have much in the way of summer forest fires. Firefighters are in short supply all across the national system.
Most geographic areas of the country are involved with fire, are having some difficulty obtaining all of the resources they want or need. Essentially, it's as ugly as it gets.
The National Interagency Fire Center has imported extra help from Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, about 90 specialists who can help out with mid-level management of helicopter crews and other technical tasks on big fires. Earlier this summer, two separate helicopter accidents killed 6 people while they were fighting wildfires. Rose Davis is a spokeswoman for the federal wildfire effort.
Our folks have been going hard in support of hurricanes in the fall, fires in the Midwest in the spring, and now the Western fire season. So we're really trying to watch and care for each other where it comes to mental and physical fatigue.
So far this year, wildland fires have burned 8.1 million acres. That's almost twice the 10-year average for this date. In fact, the acreage has been increasing steadily year on year. Tom Worrell, a wildland fire analyst for the Forest Service, says there does seem to be a trend, but he also points out that each year's fires often take place in very different parts of the country. Last year, for example, much of the burned forests were in Alaska. He says he can't predict whether the trend will continue in future years, but he does have an idea about the next few months.
It's not looking real good at this point. A lot of the indices are at or above 20-year record for right now.
He's talking about recent measurements of the potential fuel that's accumulated in western forests. That's the drying trees and undergrowth just waiting for a spark of lightning. Unless the weather gets a lot wetter across the Midwest and Northwest, he says firefighters could be in for a long autumn. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.